Becky Woolley, welcome to A Roundabout Chattanooga.
It's good to be here again. It's good to see you again.
You are a preacher's wife who's killed three preachers already in fiction.
In fiction, yes. And people tell me that they have my husband's back. They're keeping an eye on him.
And you're writing this Grit and Grace mystery series. That's the name of the protagonists, a guy named Grit, a girl named Grace. It's set in a town called Bennettville, and it's a clerical crime series. What is the clerical crime genre?
I have to explain that every time I mention it. If you have an amateur sleuth who is connected with a church or a religious body and they are solving crimes, then you are writing a clerical crime mystery. Typically, in a clerical crime mystery, you're going to have discussions of doctrinal issues or theology or controversy of some sort, and many times there's satire involved.
And a lot of the scenes in the book actually take place in churches, the clerical crime thing. And, you know, some people out there might say, church, oh, a sweet, loving congregation. What kind of drama could there possibly be in a little Southern church?
My husband and I have been in ministry for 42 years, and I say I know where the bodies are buried. My churches in my books typically are characters in the books, because each church that you deal with has a temperament, has a spirit. And the ones that I have dealt with in the second book, I go back and visit the ones that I had in the first book and show what has happened to them since. And then I deal with the ongoing Church of Deepwater and their progression and where they are going. This is just something that is part of my heart, and it's going to come out in my books.
And it's a series. Is it a series in the sense that you have to read the books in order, or is it more the kind of mysteries where you can read each one just whatever order you want to?
You can read them individually. It's nice if you know the characters as you're going into the second book. You've read both, you tell me.
I think you do a good job in the second book of giving enough backstory, you know, so the readers can know who these characters are even if they've never met them before. And I think you do one of the things that you absolutely should do in a murder mystery, which is not, in the second book, reveal who the killer was in the first book.
I tried very desperately not to do that. You have to refer to that character because they're connected to the characters in the book, but you can't mention the fact that he or she is the murderer.
Right. And the name of the book is Murder Intelligently Designed, and as the title would suggest, it deals with the controversy about intelligent design and the teaching of it. Why did you decide a mystery novel? That's a good medium for exploring this debate.
Mystery, typically, well, it is a genre that attempts to make the world right. When you are solving a mystery, you are exploring right and wrong. You are coming up with a solution that is hopefully for the betterment of everybody. And in that genre, you can also deal with good and evil and religious or philosophical controversy, hoping to improve the world in some way.
And there's a biology professor who's murdered Grit and Grace, the two title characters are solving the murder. Grace is actually a student in the professor's class, and she winds up as one of the people trying to solve the murder. But it's interesting because she doesn't really like the professor that much. It seems like in terms of her grades, it's probably a good thing that the professor was offed.
Well, she was going to be able to survive the class perhaps if she just tried to ignore the philosophy behind what the teacher was saying. And she and her friends discuss her absolute hatred of this teacher and the fact that she doesn't want to hate anybody. And in the course of that discussion, they come around to actually praying for the teacher.
And one of the challenges in an amateur detective series is coming up with believable reasons why two people who aren't cops would be investigating murders. How do you do that?
These people care. And in the second book, especially, a very good friend is accused of the crime, so they naturally want to step in and help. they also end up helping one of the accused people simply because his wife comes to them and says, okay, I know that you saw crimes. Can you please prove that he didn't do this? So they investigate both the accused and try to help the person who is we've got two accused people, and they're trying to prove that both of them are innocent.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Becky Woolley. She's a Chattanooga mystery author. Her new book is called Murder Intelligently Designed. Would you like to read an excerpt from it?
Certainly. This is one of my attempts at humor. We're talking about a couple of characters. Farrington Duper is the unfortunate victim of the lady who is killed in the end. He is seduced by her, and his wife is Mrs. Duper, so I introduce her first. The unfortunate Mrs. Farrington Duper was again with child. It was not the with child situation that made Priscilla Duper unfortunate. It was the Mrs. part, but it was being with child that got her into the Mrs. part to begin with. Back in Indiana, 12 years and three kids ago, she was Priscilla Harrow, the beautiful, well-guarded only daughter of Harold and Carolyn Harrow. Every year, Harold and his seven sons planted corn, soybeans, and 16 acres of tomatoes. Every summer, Priscilla and her mother cleaned tomatoes, scalded tomatoes, peeled tomatoes, sieved tomatoes, chopped, seasoned, and cooked tomatoes for Harrow's famous tomato ketchup, tomato spread, and tomato relish, the best in the Midwest. At 17, Priscilla developed a severe allergy to tomatoes and began looking for escape. She found Farrington at the public library. He was short, pale, studious, and religious, virtually invisible to the Harrow boys, who were none of the above. He was 3 years older than Priscilla, but equally naive, maybe more so, since he had never seen a heifer in heat. He attended seminary at nearby DePue University. Priscilla offered to help him with his research, and he accepted her offer. In the stacks, in the reference section, in the archives, and in the periodicals. None of the Harrow boys had a library card.
That's Becky Woolley reading an excerpt of Murder Intelligently Designed. It's the second book in her series of mystery novels featuring two characters, Grit and Grace, in a small town fairly similar to Chattanooga. You are a preacher's wife, and you actually gave a lecture in 2011 called Preacher's Wife Tells All. What did you tell?
I was asked to speak at the Bible lectureship in Malibu of the Pepperdine University, and the subject was suggested by the man who organized the lectureship, but it was based on the fact that he had read my book. And in the book, I talk about many of the frustrations dealt with by preachers' wives, specifically having to move frequently, having to leave your roots and your friends, also financial difficulties, also expectations of the congregations. Many of the people in the church have a picture of what you are supposed to be. You yourself are debating whether you are supposed to be that person. And if you are not, you are terribly frustrated because you feel guilty or you feel repressed. So we talked about, and we talked about some of the actual doctrinal issues that had caused us to have to leave our ministry. We had encountered a number of those, and it was all based on legalism. And my books hopefully talk about the difference between faith and grace and the legalistic rules that we impose upon people that are not biblical, are not theologically sound, and aren't helpful or graceful.
And you have a website where people can actually get your books. What is your website?
You can go to CreateSpace. You can go to Amazon.com. You can come to the book sale that is going to be held at Eastgate on September 21st through the 30th. And I do have some books at Winderbinder here in Chattanooga.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.